Huge, and we're going to find out from Ken Hayward, who I believe we have now. He is the managing director of the Grand Hotel. Ken, how are you?
Good afternoon. How's things?
Things are going well, and we're glad we got you back. How old is the Grand Hotel? How big is it?
Well, we 130th birthday, what happened a few weeks ago. So, and we have this year 393 rooms. We added three suites this past winter.
Now, it's not just rooms, though. You have restaurants, you have bars. I understand there's a swimming pool, movie theater.
Sure, full resort, 18 holes of golf. We have five off-site restaurants. We added a sushi restaurant last year. Of course, we have the Gatehouse, Jockey Club, Woods Restaurant, which is very famous for the otters that visit the island, and, of course, Cawthorn's Village Inn downtown.
And you've got ice cream.
We do. Sadie's Ice Cream Parlor, named after the Scottish Terrier that won the Westminster Dog Show, owned by the Musser family, who owns Grand Hotel. We're very happy to have added the ice cream parlor five seasons ago.
All right. If I'm coming to Mackinac Island, why do I have to stay at the Grand Hotel?
Well, I think, you know, perched up on the bluff here overlooking the Straits is just an idyllic place. You know, we still have the traditions of a bygone era here with our main dining room and nighttime entertainment, and, of course, the world's longest porch. But we've also added all the modern amenities that travelers want today. So, you know, Wi-Fi and flat-screen televisions and... It's not often you can stay at a 130-year-old hotel that is state-of-the-art in all of its amenities that it offers, and yet still has all those historic traditions of a bygone era.
You've even had a movie filmed at the Grand Hotel. One of my favorite authors is Richard Matheson. He wrote a book called Bedtime Return. They made it into a movie called Somewhere in Time. So you guys are famous for that as well.
We certainly are. There's not a day that goes by that we don't have multiple guests actually ask us about the movie and where scenes were filmed and I think people are really surprised to see how real the scenes are from the movie, and it's done wonders for business. We do a package weekend in October that fills the whole hotel and has for over 30 years now, and it's everybody dresses in the early 1900s era clothing, and it's been wonderful for the hotel, and Jane Seymour has been a good friend over the years and comes back quite often to celebrate that movie.
You've also had some other very famous dignitaries spend time at the Grand Hotel. Who are some of the most famous?
Well, you know, we've been lucky to have be the site for a lot of politicians. So we've certainly had former presidents and first ladies that have come. But also we've had, you know, with the when Michigan was really hot and heavy into the film industry, we did have a number of movie stars that came and stayed. But one of the great things about coming to Mackinac Island and staying at Grand Hotel is that everybody lets you mind your own business and do your own thing. So, you know, you learn really early as an innkeeper, you know, you don't kiss and tell. So we kind of keep that list private.
Is it haunted?
No, sir, it's not haunted. I know there are a lot of nights when people come back from maybe the Pink Pony Bar downtown and think that, you know, there might be haunted things going on, but I think that had a little bit more to do with the cocktails than it does anything going on here at Grand Hotel.
Outstanding. Hey, Ken, thanks for doing this.
My pleasure. We're looking forward to seeing everybody up here on the island. Hopefully it's a fast, safe race, and we'll see everybody here soon.
All right. Thanks a lot. Ken Hayward, the managing director of the Grand Hotel. We've got to slip into a break, but we'll be back. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM.